I'm Shauna Olson with KFGO, and I'm here with Susie Thompson. She's a potato breeder up at NDSU, and we are out just outside of Larimore at one of your plots. Tell us what you guys have going on here today.
Well, today's kind of the most exciting day, I guess, I think, for each summer as far as potato research. We have a lot of different researchers, and we are visiting sites at three different areas along Highway 18. This morning we started out at Larimore. We're standing out in one of the Hoverston Farms fields right now where they sponsor potato research. The focus at this particular site is clones or potential varieties that we could use in French fry processing or for the fresh market types of russets. And there's also some agronomic work as far as potato production going on here and some potato quality and storage research that the USDA ARS potato work site in East Grand Forks is conducting here.
Okay. You have a special irrigating system out here as well.
Yes. A lot of potatoes in Minnesota, North Dakota, actually all across the U.S. now are irrigated using center pivot irrigation, and this is a particularly special one because it's small. It's only about a 20-acre pivot, and so we're growing potatoes 5 acres or a little bit more, compared to a pivot that on a normal quarter would be 132 acres that would be irrigated.
And you were saying you're pretty impressed with what you've produced out here, considering you got in the ground pretty late.
Yes, we, like all farmers, were not working in concert with Mother Nature this year, or she wasn't working in concert with us. Typically, we would be planting it at this site, sometime in early to mid-May. This year, we planted on June 17th. So the potatoes that we showed this morning were in the ground for 64 days, and it's incredible. Some of them have yield potential, as of Tuesday when we dug our show samples, of exceeding more than 400 hundredweight to the acre at this date, and that's huge.
Wow.
Huge, yeah.
What were some of the varieties that did the best?
Well, of course, we grow a lot of what we call our commercial checks, the more common ones. For example, Russet Burbank is king when it comes to making French fries. Russet Norcota, which is an NDSU release from back in the late 1980s, is a beautiful fresh market potato. Both of those did pretty good as far as yield, but we have a lot of numbered lines that are, in the pipeline, shall we say, to be named. One of our really outstanding ones today was ND8068-5 Russ. It's a really, really early clone, about 7 days earlier than a standard russet Norcota. The yield exceeded 450 hundredweight to the acre, which is incredible, even for a full season.
Wow.
So that's really outstanding. We have another couple of varieties that are really great from the standpoint of disease resistance, high yield, as well as quality attributes. Dakota Russet, which was released this past fall, and Dakota Trailblazer, which was released December of 2009. We have some of their hybrids, and again, they did just outstanding, in the upper 300s to low 400 hundredweight to the acre. So
who's all on your tour today?
Okay, we have a great team of potato researchers at NDSU, as well as we have some of our colleagues from University of Minnesota with us today. Andy Robinson is our extension potato agronomist, and he's kind of the host, or he'll be doing all of the moderating at the different sites. We have Dr. Neil Goodmisted, who is a famous potato pathologist, really world-renowned. At NDSU, we're lucky. We have two of them, Gary Secor also, but Gary is in China. We will hear from Dr. Ian McCrae. He is an entomologist with University of Minnesota, and he's stationed at Crookston doing just some outstanding insect work with potatoes and other crops as well. I know I'll leave somebody out. Dr. Harlene Hatterman-Valente is going to talk about some of the weed control work that she's doing. She works with a lot of high-value crops, but potato being one of them. And Dr. Christian Thill is the potato breeder with the University of Minnesota, and he's speaking at a couple of the sites as well. So our next stop is going to be up at Inkster at the Forest River Colony for lunch, and then we'll be going out and looking at the plots this afternoon.
Okay, very good. Anything else you'd like to add at all?
I don't know what else I'd like to add. We're so lucky. Our industry is very close-knit. It's fun. We have people here from Australia. We have people here from California, Wisconsin, Washington. It's exciting, and it means that people are looking at what's happening with our research program, but a lot with what's happening at NDSU as well.
Wow, very cool. Susie, thanks for the invite out here today. Fun to come out and see what you guys are up to.
Thank you for coming out. We all spend a lot of pickup drive time, and so we listen to KFGO all the time. Glad to hear it. Thank you.
Perfect.
That's perfect.